This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Good morning. Love, give, go, do. Those are the action words behind a traveling exhibit which showcases stories of generosity among Americans of African descent. Giving Back the Soul of Philanthropy is a traveling exhibit that's just opened in Atlanta at the Auburn Avenue Research Library. It's a living tribute to the past, present, and future of Black generosity. And it also seeks to dispel the myths of Black giving. Joining us to take a closer look at Black giving is Birgit Smith-Burton. She is the executive director of Foundation Relations at Georgia Tech. And she's also co-authored the book, The Philanthropic Covenant with Black America. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So there continues to be this deep racial wealth gap in the country. That's nothing new. It goes back to slavery. A study by Prosperity Now and the Institute for Policy Studies found that white middle class households, they own nearly eight times as much wealth as middle income Black households and 10 times as much as middle income Latinos. But yet and still, African Americans give away about 25% more of their income per year than white Americans. And I think that perception is often different, where Black folks are presumed to be on the receiving end more so than the giving end. Where do you think this perception it comes from that African Americans are not big givers?
I really wish I had the answer to that, because the numbers, you know, dispel that myth. And I think that it is just a perception that people have, because African Americans, unless, you know, you are recognized as Oprah Winfrey, back in the days we used to talk a lot about Bill Cosby and his wife and their generosity, people don't see that giving at the $250 level or giving, you know, to your alma mater a $500 or $1,000 gift is considered significant. And so it doesn't get counted, you know, when we look at philanthropy among those that are making the million-dollar gifts.
Yes. Yeah. You talk about, of course, Oprah, who I think is probably one of the most recognizable. Mm-hmm. In Atlanta, we think about Warwick Dunn, who used to play mm-hmm. for the Falcons,
right.
a big giver.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably don't have to be a millionaire or billionaire mm-hmm. to be a philanthropist.
Absolutely. And so that's one of the reasons why we have brought the exhibition here to Atlanta, because we want to educate all communities on what it means to give. And that includes your time, your talent, as well as your treasure. When people give their time to volunteer at school, to read to students, my grandmother used to take a comb and a brush and go down to the school in her very small community and comb hair, because some of the kids, you know, would show up. They'd see Reverend Grice coming with that comb and brush. And it's, oh, no. But people don't really understand that philanthropy is not just the million-dollar givers. After we had one of our community outreach programs around the exhibition last week, we had some people make $5 contribution to the exhibition. And that's important.
Where are Black people focusing their giving these days, especially some of the younger generations, probably into social causes, I would imagine?
Yes, absolutely. They're very in tune to social causes and really trying to make their gifts have an impact. You know, they want to move the needle.
Now, studies suggest that U.S.-born and foreign-born Black people give about $12 billion to U.S. charities and $11 billion overseas. There seems to be this need to separate it out with Black philanthropy. And I'm wondering, why is that?
Because in the very beginning, we didn't have the opportunity. Nowadays, African Americans are giving. There is the expectation, well, they should just be giving their money to Black organizations that are in need. Fraternities, sororities, our churches, you know, community organizations. Collectively, that's what we did. But now I might speak to someone who wants to give to the American Cancer Society because Aunt Bethel died of cancer, breast cancer, and that's very important to me. So it's not just the Black organizations or those that support Black causes or Black need.
Birgit Smith-Burton is the executive director of Foundation Relations at Georgia Tech. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
The traveling exhibit is called Giving Back, the Soul of Philanthropy. It opened this week in Atlanta at the Auburn Avenue Research Library. You're listening to GPB Atlanta.